Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Hello, is this Tom? Hello, it's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. This is where we very much podcast of the least worst bits of all of the previous weeks. Excellent breakfast shows, but big moment today, of course, for this one, put together by new intern Luke. Good morning, Luke. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Hello there. Previously, Charles has put it together.
Yes.
And has been mocked roundly for his poor editing skills.
Pass them one down to me.
Good. He's taught everything he doesn't know.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit. We all want to know, Luke. Tell us a little bit about yourself. This is your chance. Pretend this is the interview, Luke. tell us a little bit about yourself, Luke.
Well, I'm Luke.
Hi, Luke.
From South London.
It's like Alcoholics Anonymous now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interns Anonymous.
And I'm an intern.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Stay strong, Luke. Well done.
And what did you study, Luke?
I studied French and philosophy at Leeds.
So what the bloody hell are you doing working in this crap?
There's not
arena.
Much...
this crap arena.
There's not much going on here for philosophy graduates, yeah. Generally, so...
Who's your favourite philosopher, Luke?
It's a tough one.
Yeah, isn't it?
Who's it going to
be? Who's it going to be? Is it Descartes?
Maybe Descartes. Kant.
No, sorry, I was just calling Matt a name.
Okay. Hume, perhaps.
Yeah, Hume. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good. Anyway, so do you know the philosophy song by Monty Python?
I would like to know it. I could not sing it for you. Sorry.
We're just getting a measure of you. That's
okay.
All. You know, we're getting a measure of the man, Luke.
Okay.
What's in the podcast?
In the podcast, we have a game of Game of Groans.
Game of Groans. Is it tennis? Is it the grunt of a tennis player? Is it the grunt of an adult film star? That happened, yes.
That happened. We have John on Newsnight playing, and we play a game of Play Your Cards Height.
Yes. Game. Well, unless, why are you putting
great
that in
game.
There, Luke? That's insulting to me.
That's an award-winning game. In
that's really coming back on air next week.
We've got... Dave's antics at
when he got in the sister a jacuzzi.
Not
naked
that one.
With his 21-year-old sister on the occasion of her birthday.
No,
we heard about that this
that
week, didn't we?
Happen.
Dave got in a jacuzzi naked with his own sister on her 21st. Was that her present?
No. It wasn't. It wasn't what happened at all.
Were you there, Matt? Because you're into Dave's mum in quite a big way, aren't you? You're the cub to her cougar, aren't you?
No, I was not there.
Do you like it? Do you like it when she's yummy, Matt? And not care that she's a mummy.
I don't care if she's a mummy. Yeah.
As well as Dave's jacuzzi antics, we have his urinal antics.
Right, good.
We have.
He got into a urinal naked with his sister on the occasion of a tentacle. Thank you, Luke. I look forward to listening to your editing skills, as do we all.
Do you listen to them, John?
Absolutely not.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Hello, good morning and welcome to you. It's 8:05. It is XFM Breakfast. And, well, what an incredible evening that was. A group of people delivering one of the most humiliating, awful, lackluster performances that I have ever seen. I mean, the planning was wrong, the execution of it was embarrassing, the whole thing was, here it comes, the whole thing was a bewildering mess.
Yeah.
That's right, I went to, you hear it? That's
yeah,
right,
that's
I went to see cool. Mrs. Brown's Boys the Movie. Ah ha 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 ha!
The old switcheroo!
I was talking about A, but delivered B as a punchline! You thought I was talking about Brazil, but I wasn't.
Yeah,
I was talking about Mrs.
Brown.
And that's comedy.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Power is a curious thing. Power decides who lives and who dies. Power resides with the powerful. It is a time of kings, of seven kingdoms. Kingdoms that could fall. Wolves are bleeding. Lions are roaring. The wall is watching. Dragons are flying. fight. A fight to win the game. Wimbledon is coming. As we play Game of Groans. On line 15. Good morning, Danielle. Hello, Danielle.
Morning.
Morning. How are you, Danielle? Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Did you watch Wimbledon at all, Danielle?
I didn't, no.
No. So how are you, and have you watched any adult entertainment?
Yeah, a lot of adult entertainment.
Well, fine. You should be good at this then. That's fine. What do you do, Danielle?
I'm an account manager.
For who, sorry?
For a car company.
A car company. All right then. Well, lovely to meet you, Danielle. Where are you calling from, by the way? Where are you?
Weybridge in Surrey.
Okay, well, stand or sit, whatever you're doing there, and let's meet your opponent in this game of groans, because that's Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. And what do you do, Sam?
I'm a dental nurse.
A dental nurse. And where's that?
In Grove Park.
In Grove Park, okay. Did you watch any Wimbledon, or have you been watching adult entertainment?
Adult entertainment as well.
Of course. Oh, wow, this is
more popular than ever, isn't it?
so they say. Well, Danielle and Sam, this is what's going to happen. We're going to play you 5 audio clips each, right? And you have to tell me whether they're the groan and grunt of a tennis player at Wimbledon or the groan and grunt of an adult film star during, the course of their day. So, we'll just go between the two of you, and if you think it's tennis, say tennis. If you think it's an adult star, say adult. Okay, you ready to play?
Yep.
This is for tickets to Ibiza Rocks. Let's play Game of Groans. So, Danielle just picked entirely randomly, came up first. So, Danielle, here is your sound. Here we go. Okay, is that tennis or is it adult?
Tennis.
Is the right answer. Here's yours, Sam.
Tennis.
I'm afraid that was an adult film star, that one there.
No.
That one there was an adult film star, yeah. Yeah,
there was a tennis ball back in the
air. I think that's because Simon's put tennis balls on them all to make it more convenient. Oh, it was certainly the sound of some balls. I don't know. They're non-specific. So bear in mind, if there is a sound of a tennis ball, it doesn't mean adult. It could be either. It's the actual noise of the grunt you're concerned with. Okay, back to Danielle. Here we go. Tennis or adult?
Tennis.
Was right, that was David Ferrer. Yeah, he's right. And here comes yours, Sam.
Adult.
Yes.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. No. I thought it was adult.
That was adult.
I see that again. That's amazing. That was tennis. Okay. Back to Danielle. Here we go.
Adult.
It's right. That was an adult. It's good. Okay. Here's your Sam.
Adult.
No, that was tennis. It was tennis. It was Sharapova, would you believe? Okay, back to you, Danielle.
Adult?
Yes.
Wow, she knows her groans.
Sam, here's yours.
Adult.
It's right.
Yes.
You've obviously seen that one. Danielle, here's your final one. Hear that again.
I'll go with tennis.
Sounds like someone letting the air out of a balloon. is the right answer. It was tennis. And finally, Sam, here's yours. It was tennis, would you believe? Oh, tennis. Yeah, well, it was, genuinely. That was Roberto Bautista Agut. Finally, and Simon, what are the scores, please?
I can tell you, definitely knowing her groans today is Danielle with a clean sweep.
Oh, Danielle, congratulations. Well done.
Oh, congratulations.
And to use a Wimbledon-themed congratulations. Congratulations. After, of course, he did that impromptu thing. Danielle, well done. You are off to see the Kooks. You will be at Ibiza Rocks in September. You have two VIP tickets, Danielle.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is the best news I've had in a while.
Money towards flights as well and all manner of nonsense.
Fantastic.
Well done.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So as you know, Matt, this in political circles, certainly Westminster, the XFM Breakfast Show is the go-to place, isn't it, for politicians of a morning. The XFM Breakfast Show is what they tune into. Used to be, famously, Mrs. Thatcher said she knew what news agenda would be set by listening to the Today programme on Radio 4. She famously said that when she was Prime Minister. But the time's moved on, hasn't it? Yeah. And now it seems that that Parliament has very much come to us on XFM Breakfast for our insightful thoughts. Which is why yesterday afternoon, there I was minding my own business when I got a call from a withheld number.
Ooh.
On my phone. Always curious, isn't it, the withheld number? Do you answer the withheld number, or do you think if it's important, I'll leave
it's
a message?
Leave a message.
That's what I was thinking.
Go with.
And so I didn't answer it, then I listened to the message, and it was. It was BBC Two's Newsnight on the phone, yes. Matt.
They're looking for a Paxman replacement.
Well,
hello.
That's what
hello.
I thought. Hi, John, went the message. Hi there, it's Zach. Lovely, lovely man, Zach. It's Zach here from BBC Two's Newsnight. And I was like, here it is.
Right, well,
they've heard last, the show.
At last.
At last. I almost emailed our boss, Chris, and went, "I'm that was my last show this morning. From tonight,
face of news
I will be Newsnight. It's what the people want. So I thought, fine, okay. And he said, if you give me a... give me a call back. So I you
intriguing.
Know, I grew a beard, especially like Paxo, and give him a call back. And I thought, well, what can it be? Obviously, it's well, what was in the news yesterday? They wanted me to go on. It turned out as a guest.
Oh right, so
it wasn't
the
host's job.
Yeah,
it was with Kirsty Walk. And I was invited on as a guest onto Newsnight, which is prestigious.
It's a serious news show, isn't it? You know, so what,
flagship.
Presumably about, like, the paedophile dossier.
That's maybe what I thought.
The Israeli airstrikes.
Yes.
Gaza Strip, perhaps.
The breakthrough in the search and the cure for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, possibly.
Even.
Was
I thought,
that
all
it, maybe?
All of these things.
And serious news stories of the day.
Yeah, and so that's, yes, I went on Newsnight, and that's the story, so...
But what were you talking about, then?
Out of those big ones.
Yeah,
out of those stories.
Which subject?
Well, it turned out that it wasn't necessarily those big stories, actually. It was, well, you know, they do a light-hearted bit at the end.
Oh, yeah.
It was this story. I've got the clip. It was... Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
It was this story.
And is the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, 5'6" tall, right when he says that mocking short people is as bad as racism? The comedian John Holmes, 5'4" tall, knows a thing or two about mockery.
I don't, Kirsty, that's the thing, I don't know.
You know a thing or two about mockery.
What's this? I'm being mocked by Newsnight now!
She gave out your actual height.
She outed me!
You spent years covering that up.
Oh,
one fell swoop.
Unbelievable! Can't believe it.
So you're like the go-to guy. Right, we need someone to talk about short people in the media. Get John Holmes.
Get him.
Get me Holmes.
Is Corbett busy?
Corbett.
Is Ronnie busy? Get Holmes then. Unbelievable. So I had to go and sit there. And not only did I sit there, right, and got introduced like that without them, I mean, behind me, they did one of those usual suspects height charts.
Yeah.
Just what the hell?
I've tweeted a picture of that.
Thanks,
it
Dave.
It looks great.
It's a shame they didn't put you on like a high chair.
No, well, I thought about swinging my legs on the one I was on.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Wow.
So then I had to go on and, you know, off the back of people talking about the missing files at the Home Office, you know, all very serious subject.
Yeah.
You know, they were talking about the Jimmy Savile case, the Rolf Harris conviction. Then they were talking about the missing files, Leon Britton being handed them, what other names might be on the Elm guest house list. On they were going. And Lord Blake was on, ex-cabinet minister from the 1980s, talking about mandarins in Westminster and their power. And then it was like, here's the funny man at the air, here's the tiny, let's all laugh at the sideshow dwarf.
And finally, yeah, John Holmes.
I was basically a skateboarding duck. No better. But no, I took it seriously, Matt. I had to discuss whether or not, as John Burkow said, is height-related joke.
It's quite serious.
Is it as bad as racism? I got a grilling from Kirsten.
Wow.
Of course it isn't as bad as racism. Anyway, so this, I made a little joke.
Oh, good.
That went well.
Did it? Oh, good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
And with me in the studio, the broadcaster and comedian John Holmes.
You know, we're not an oppressed.
So it's not race. It's not a.
We've never been stopped from getting on a bus or
but
prevented
if
from
it's
voting.
Genetic,
the only thing we're not allowed on is a roller coaster, Kirsty. And I think that's sort of fine, isn't it? I wasn't expecting tumbleweed and belly and tolling bells in the Newsnight studio.
Yeah,
I'm honest with you. I didn't know Kirsty did that to people. Yeah, so yeah, little roller coaster joke there. Yeah,
it didn't go down very well.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Kirsty afterwards said to me, what's the roller coaster thing? So it's about height, Kirsty.
Come on, Kirsty.
You've never been to a thought park.
Paxman would have got it.
What's wrong with you? Paxman would have laughed his beard off at that. And then there was, I'd seen Lord Blake give a little anecdote. He gave a little, they asked him about the power of civil servants over MPs in Westminster. And I was watching it from the green room, obviously. And I thought, oh, Lord Blake's done a little personal anecdote. And he's been on it loads of times. And it is my first time. That's how it works. Do a little personal anecdote. That'll go well.
Oh, right.
So I tried that tactic about short people. Here it is.
So you never feel anyone, you're being patronising because of your height?
No, I had a friend at school who was the same height as me. He was 5'4", and in later years went shopping in a well-known supermarket, reached in a chest freezer to get a bag of frozen peas and fell in and got trapped. And I couldn't help but laugh at that. And I think it would be sad if we didn't.
You're encouraging shortism.
I don't mind about it. Deal with it. There you go. I think my job as host of Newsnight is in the bag.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So you'll probably be aware of the broadcaster and presenter John Suchet. Formerly of ITN News, the face of the 6 o'clock news, the face of the 10 o'clock news, his career includes being a war correspondent in the Middle East, for which he was garlanded with awards. Recently, John Suchet was Presenter of the Year at the New York Radio Awards. So that was like weeks ago. I mean, he's up there. He's got a Royal Television Society Award. He's got many Radio Academy Awards. He's very well respected in the industry. He's an expert on classical music. He presided over the funeral, he wasn't there, he did it on television, of Princess of the Diana of the People's Princess of the Hearts of the Wales, with his proper coloured tie on. And he did that on the television and was respected for and rightly garlanded for all of these things. But now, for XFM Breakfast, he sits alone he's there now, in a Japanese restaurant. In front of the monotonous conveyor belt that goes round, but where we've removed the rice and fish dishes from it and replaced them with badly written celebrity autobiographies, from which he's invited to pick one and read it out loud. On XFM, this is Yo Suchet, and I think we can cross live now to the restaurant. Morning.
Morning, John.
Hi.
Yo Suchet.
Quite a few, I fancy, on the conveyor belt this morning. There's 77, My Road to Wimbledon Glory by Andy Murray.
That sounds rubbish, that one. What have we got?
Gaz and My Parsnip, the autobiography of Geordie Shaw's Ultimate Lad by Gary Beadle.
Tempting.
Upfront and Personal by Colleen Nolan.
Yeah, not that one.
No. Uh-huh. This is the one.
Go on.
Being Ream by Joey Essex. Shall we begin?
God, yes.
When I look at myself on telly, I don't realise I'm such a nutty weirdo. I just like to do things in a different way to normal people. My mates laugh at me all the time, like when Gordon Brown was the Prime Minister, but I just got him muddled up with Gordon Ramsay. Whenever I'm on ITV2's Celebrity Juice, I'm asked all sorts of questions about the world and stuff. One of them was, what country borders Wales? And I answered, Russia. People always ask me if I really thought that, but it was the first place that came into my head. And as for Richard and Judy creating the world, well, they could have easily done it as well as those other two, Adam and what's her name. When people ask me questions, I always think I know the answer because I've paid half attention to something and put two things together. It just happens that those two things are completely muddled. Still, I know I've heard them somewhere. Like the time one bonfire night when my sister Frankie asked me if I knew the history of Guy Fawkes, and I said he was the guy who died on the cross. Turns out that was Jesus.
We haven't made that up. That is genuine,
John.
Thank you, John. That's genuinely in Joey Essex's autobiography. That's horrific.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
A lot of height-related texts coming in now, as you'd expect. And tweets, all adding in BBC Newsnight. I'm sure they're going to be very pleased with it. So if you've just joined us, we were talking. I got invited to go on Newsnight on BBC Two last night. And I thought, you know, probably to talk about the talk about serious news, you know, the paedophile dossier, perhaps my thoughts on the potential cover-up of files at Westminster, maybe the shelling of the Gaza Strip, as you mentioned, Matt, or, you know, the breakthrough in the treatment of Alzheimer's or something. But given that my own grandma suffered from Alzheimer's, I thought perhaps they want me for that.
Yeah,
but no, it turned out it's because John Bercow, the Speaker of the House, had said that making jokes about short people is as bad as racism. Mm. So they rather, in my view, racistly went through their Rolodex, found the smallest card they had, and decided to go for that. What? Oh, thanks, Dave. Dave's just chosen some bed music. Yes, it's really fun, isn't it? Yeah.
This is what they could have introduced you to come on to. That'd have been
nice. I might have got a hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to Newsnight I go, if you're going to play that. Come on, Dave. A lot of texts coming in. John, I've just put your height on our kitchen door frame along with the rest of the family heights. I reckon you should catch my son up. What? He's 10. Right, that's Martin, yeah. In case you missed it, by the way, this is how I was introduced on Newsnight.
And is the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, 5'6" tall, right when he says that mocking short people is as bad as racism? The comedian, John Holmes, 5'4" tall, knows a thing or two about mockery.
Unbelievable, isn't that?
Know a thing or two about mockery. It's a good thing we didn't wear your leather jacket on. Because that was another source of mockery, wasn't it, when you wore that? On stage introducing Stereophonics. Yeah. That time.
Yeah.
Also, Danny Woodlands has tweeted, just to say, John is smaller than Messi. Tee-hee.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Well, some headlines then. There's only one story this morning, really, isn't there?
Mullard. In front of the Daily Mirror.
Yeah.
Even though Muller only scored one of the seven goals, but still.
I thought it was a yogurt reference. Sorry, I wasn't aware. I thought perhaps someone from the goalkeeper had slipped on yogurt. Or I thought it was something to do with a corner.
Yeah.
A light corner, I thought that was
it. Yeah, there's loads of fruit in the corner. Yeah, maybe what I put them off.
Yeah, well, you know, Brazil's a tropical country. Maybe there was a banana in the country. Maybe someone slipped on a banana. Maybe that, I don't know. I didn't really watch it.
Well, the great thing was, because when you work hours like we do, John, the game was over after half an hour, and at 9 o'clock kickoff, it meant I could just go to bed.
Yeah, because you knew what was going to happen.
Because it was literally all done.
So it was 7-1, is that?
7-1.
That is quite unbelievable for a world-level tournament.
I've never seen a team capitulate like that at such a big on a big stage. And Alan Hansen was loving it.
Absolutely.
David Luiz exposed as the awful defender he was. Chelsea quite right to get rid of him.
I don't know what that is.
And Hansen wasn't holding back.
Did he say at any point, though, that it was absolutely shocking?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. He did, yeah. Yeah, it was an amazing game.
It was humiliating. That's the main story this morning, is that Brazil are a humiliated nation. And that's fine, but it could be worse, because you could be Brazil, having lost that match in absolute or shocking style, or you could be Dave, which is worse.
Dave's getting a lot of stick this morning.
He is this morning. I don't know why.
One and a quarter of an hour in, and I'm already, you know, I've been given a tough time a lot.
It's true. I mean, you know, I like to think that's just, you know, exposing you for what you are, really, though.
good.
Which is a, you know, just a. Just a. A foil.
All right, okay.
What happened to you at the weekend, Dave?
Well, I had an equally humiliating experience.
Well, this is my point.
I was at Rock Werchter Festival in Belgium, which is a terrific, terrific little big festival.
Well, in the Rock Village, weren't you? Yeah,
yes, I was in the...
Ding! Ding! Corporate mention!
That's where I was!
Corporate mention for a freebie! Corporate mention for a freebie! Ding!
I was in the Rock Village, actually, Mark.
Did you get that free by mentioning the festival on air?
Well, I just got it free just now, yeah.
Well done.
And I nipped to the...
That's humiliating!
It wasn't. It was great fun, actually. They had jacuzzis.
All right. Anyway, so, do you want to mention Nando's while you're here, man?
You already have.
Oh. They have a slightly different urinal system in Belgium.
What do they? I don't remember this.
What?
Yeah. Well, no, just...
Is that the title of Morris's new album? They have a slightly different urinal system in Belgium.
They have, on this slightly unique urinal, they have a button in the centre of the urinal. And I just nipped out from the shower area, but wanted to quickly wash my hands before I went back into the Rock Village area. And I mistook the urinal for the sink. Because I saw this button that you press, but as the water came out, it was all very flat against the metal, and I couldn't really get my hands in, and I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't wash my hands properly.
Oh, my God! So, does it look like a urinal?
Not in hindsight, no. Oh, no, in hindsight, it does look like a urinal. Oh, yeah, but right, at the time, yeah. I thought, well, there's the sink. Well, I was very quiet. I'd had a couple of drinks.
A bit of a drink, Dave.
And I pressed the button, the water came out, I thought, great, here's the sink. Put my hands in, but then I realised the water wasn't coming out quite the same way it would from a tap.
All these Belgian people go, what's
slightly different urinal system?
What's the weird rich man doing?
Yeah, what's he?
Putting his hands into a urinal?
I think it was weird that the sink was at waist level.
Yeah, again, I mean, I looked, as I strolled away after I realised what I'd done.
Had you gone for a wee in the sink?
No, I hadn't gone for a wee in the sink.
Because how would you... Because otherwise you must have gone, because the sink's never next to the urinal looking like the urinal.
No, well, the sink was around the corner, which I then veered off to and washed my hands properly, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
So that's my...
I dread to think what you did to the B-Day.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Now, you'll have heard in the news that Matt did from his face that a man called Ray Whelan has gone missing. He's fugitive.
Yes.
Fugitive status. He was now... Let's get this legally correct. Ray Whelan works for FIFA.
He works for a company that supply hospitality tickets for
FIFA. Right, yeah. Okay. And what happened was he was accused of touting World Cup tickets in Brazil.
Yeah.
Right. And was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Not charged.
He was arrested, released on bail.
Yep.
And police have gone back to try and arrest the 64-year-old, most unlikely-looking fugitive in the world. Looks a bit like Roy Hodgson. If you imagine that, Roy Hodgson on the run in Brazil at the moment. And they went back, and it turns out he left his hotel through a service door.
Right.
An hour before they arrived.
With his lawyer. Yeah, so this is a man on the run. But the big question is where's Ray? Right? Where is Ray? That is the question the world is asking at the moment. Okay, so we're going to turn that into a text this morning. We want to know where... I'm going to sneeze, by the way, in a minute.
Oh, really?
Just tell you that. I can feel a sneeze happening.
That's Ray. He works in mysterious ways, this Ray.
Actually, it's gone now. That was just talking about it made it go away. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an aside. It's what we call an aside. So where's Ray? We worried about Ray.
Oh, the Hoosiers are back on it.
The Hoosiers.
It's been a while.
Oh, it's like 1991. When was this? 1,000. I don't know. Anyway, we're worried about Ray. Where's Ray? That's the question. Hashtag where's Ray. Let's get this trending worldwide on Twitter. Together, we can find him. Where's Ray this morning? Now, my own personal theory is, know, because he's gone missing. I'm wondering if someone hasn't handed him in to the former Home Secretary, Leon Britton.
Ah, yes.
And he's simply become lost.
Yeah. Just disappeared.
Or destroyed. Yeah, no one knows.
No one knows what happened.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there'll be an inquiry, probably, headed up by a top civil servant. But, again, I'm fairly sure that there will be no real answers to where Ray is when
just
that happens.
Disappeared.
Just disappeared, hasn't he, in case he incriminates anyone.
Mislaid them somewhere,
So, where's Ray, Matt?
Where's Ray? I think he may have broken into the referee's room at the Maracanã Stadium in Rio, where he is currently spraying himself all over his body in copious amounts of the new vanishing spray that they use for free kicks in the vain hope that he'll become invisible.
Good.
Either that, or if that doesn't work, I think what he's going to do is just walk around Rio but constantly spray circles of the spray around him because no one can encroach. Police can't.
You've got to touch him with that.
That's a great idea.
That's maybe what his lawyer's doing right now. You're absolutely right.
Ray's lawyers are doing.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
24 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning, specifically Thursday morning. It is time to glance our eyes the desk that groans under the weight of the chaff news. It's the showbiz toss, of course, the stories that, nobody's interested in, but yet still they clog up the newspapers, don't they? The stories, and it's our job really this time in the morning to go through them and discard them so they're gone for the rest of the day. What have you, Matt, this morning the chaff news desk?
Well, first up, Kanye West, the rapper, has been complaining.
Yeah.
About a recent trip on the Eurostar.
Oh, this is because it broke down.
Well, yeah.
The power went. Yeah, he got stuck in the tunnel.
The delays.
The inevitable knock-on effect.
With the overhead power lines.
Yes. Yeah.
No, not that. Oh. Not, that wasn't his issue. His issue was with scratchy toilet paper. He was unimpressed with the amenities offer as he took the Eurostar from Paris to London last week and had his staff gather up napkins for him to use in the bathroom instead.
I sort of admire in the way that Kanye West is cool enough amongst his people to stand up and go, I'm going for a dump.
Yeah.
Announcing that really to the carriage, you know, can you fetch me some napkins? Because then, you know, most people sort of discreetly, don't you? I mean, if you want to go, you know, you don't stand up in your office, do you?
No.
I mean, I've never heard Dave stand up in the office upstairs at any point during the day and just announce to everyone, right, just offer a poo, everybody.
Just ready to squeeze one out.
Yeah, just pass me the, anyone got any, pass me some of that printer paper.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Just folds up a newspaper and strolls off confidently.
No one does that.
No, they don't. But I think maybe, by the sounds of this, he may have been actually sat down when he realised. So he'd gone to the toilet, he sat down, and then he's looked at the bog roll and thought, wait, that looks way too scratchy.
Right.
That's like that tracing paper stuff, which, fair enough.
That spreads it around rather than absorbs it.
It's not the most comfortable experience. Yeah. So he sat there, trousers around his ankles, Kanye West going, guys, I can't use this toilet room.
I hope he did the awkward walk back down the aisle. You know when you haven't got any toilet paper and it's over there in the cupboard, you've got to do the awkward walk. Right down the aisle of the Eurostar, past people.
As his people.
The John Wayne walk.
Yeah.
As his people fed napkins underneath the door.
I imagine he's got a wiper. I don't think he does that himself. He's Kanye West. Well, he doesn't do that himself.
A source has said that he's very particular about his toilet paper. He couldn't believe that in a first-class carriage, they had scratchy loo roll. He didn't make a fuss to Eurostar staff, but he was heard moaning to his inner circle.
Well, his inner circle was all scratched, wasn't it? That's,
that he didn't like the texture and requested a softer tissue. Wow.
Waddling down the aisle to his people. Nice.
We got spotted as well.
Spotted, Dave.
This is the most ridiculous spotted since Tom Cruise and David Beckham had a drink in that East London pub.
Go on then.
Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Spotted. Treating himself to a bargain £6.35 cheeseburger meal with chips on Tuesday night at Wimpy in Billericay.
Yes. Come on.
In Essex.
That doesn't sound like much of a bargain. £6.35.
I know, prices have gone up at Wimpy. I thought it was basically based in the 80s.
Yeah.
The prices aren't.
God.
Wow. So yeah, he went there at 8 o'clock Tuesday.
He had a cheeseburger.
He had a cheeseburger.
Wow.
He had a cheeseburger meal. Also a £9.85 smoky barbecue burger with cheese.
What?
Bacon and chips.
Wow.
A £2.95 classic cheeseburger and a £4.60 sausage, egg and chicken.
In a Wimpy. Good job. That was Tom Cruise didn't go in there, isn't it? Because he'd have probably had that one of those bender in a bunk. Which is a kind of burger, Dave.
That's his favourite.
It's a kind of burger. He likes those. It's a
sausage. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. Alfred Hitchcock's favourite dessert.
Soufflé. From Global's newsroom for XFM, I'm Matt Dyson.
Thanks, Matt.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
I was asked to go on Newsnight on Monday. On BBC Two, which I did, and as we know, I thought I was discussing, you know, important news events such as the paedophile dossier, or maybe the government's use of mandarins over MPs and how powerful they are in Westminster. But no, instead I had to go on and discuss whether jokes about people's height is the same as racism.
Yeah. Anyway, that prompted a text from James.
James.
It says, Dear XFM Breakfast Show, as a long-time listener, I'm aware of the frequent references to John's lack of height.
Again,
but it wasn't until Kirsty Walk outed you on national television that I felt compelled to see this for myself. A quick Google later, and discovering that John with an H, Holmes, is a pornographic actor, I found a picture of you with the cast of Anchorman 2.
That's when they came into XFM Breakfast.
And as a vertically challenged man myself, I have two questions. One, having listened to your voice, I find it difficult to reconcile that to your stature. You sound big. Yeah, he's got a point perhaps here.
What?
Do you use some kind of voice manipulation device?
What point has he got?
You sound bigger than you are. But I think that's
what you mean. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
James. What do you mean I sound bigger than I am? How is that possible?
He's saying you don't sound as short as you do.
What?
Do you use a...
What's it, I'm supposed to have some high-pitched, squeaky jockey voice or something?
So do you use a voice manipulation device?
No.
Can you just clarify that?
No.
That was his first question.
Yeah.
And then his second question was, where do you get your clothes?
That's easy. Build-A-Bear Workshop.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
For anyone looking for the potential fugitive Ray Wheeler, by the way, there's a handy game of it on Twitter. We just posted a game of Where's Ray on Twitter at XFM. If you'd like to see, that epic bit of work. But where is he? Where is Ray? That's what we're asking you this morning. Matt thought he'd been spraying himself with vanishing foam and is thus still in the hotel but invisible.
Yeah.
I thought he'd been handed in to the former Home Secretary Leon Britton, who subsequently lost him. Like with those files. And, well, what have we got here? Mark Farrington on Twitter swears he's seen Ray, hashtag where's Ray, entering the sea in a kayak near Hartlepool.
Quite a few potential spottings. Someone says they've just driven through Islington and seen Ray putting scaffolding up.
Yeah.
Also, quite a few people saying they think they've seen him in Wimpy and Billericay as well.
Yeah, with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Someone here saw him, he parked up at the Cockle Sheds in Leon Sea, is Ray, enjoying a prawn ring.
Alistair thinks that Ray is using Ray Winston's stupid disembodied head from the betting adverts as a disguise. That way he doesn't even have to change his name when he's in hiding. Good idea. Yeah.
Someone here with no name on it thinks he's just seen Ray, but he's just gone through a drive-thru McDonald's in Hackney and seen Ray behind the till. He thinks, hashtag where's Ray there. Ben in Essex saw Ray punching a toilet attendant in the face in a bid to win over the nation in a nightclub in Guildford.
Vinyl Messi, I think she saw Ray in a bad black leather jacket introducing the stereo podcast.
Come on!
Hashtag where's Ray, that's a reference to John.
No, well...
And the jacket you wore once.
There's nothing bad about it. What do you mean bad leather jacket?
Bad leather jacket.
It wasn't ill-fitting. It was tailored. And this from Peter New York. I just saw Ray being pursued by Tommy Lee Jones before launching himself off a damn outflow while shouting, "It was the one-off, man!"
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
We are midway through Liggers with Latitude. Your best, most creative blag ever could get you weekend camping passes to the Latitude Festival. Paul's had a good try. I blagged my way into the Latitude Festival by making up a story about what I blagged my way into. Yeah, nice try, Paul. Yeah, nice try, but no. This is very good, though. This is from Gav. I once went to a Peter Kay gig by taking a microphone to the stage door, saying it was a replacement for a broken one. Yes.
Wow.
Friday. Good one. Okay, Festival Friday, then. And here come your most creative blags. This one is from, who's this from? Swampy. I don't know whether it's that one. Me and my mate Steve once pretended we were marquee erectors at the Thomas and Guy's Hospital Doctors Graduate Ball in Cobham.
What?
We sneaked in via St John's Ambulance and helped ourselves to free food, wine, champagne while everyone around us was wearing cocktail dresses and evening wear. To top it off, Bad Manners were playing and so were Boney M.
Wow. Gemma says she was a night out with a big group of friends and wanted to go clubbing one night, but there were lots of boys, so they thought they might not let them in because the bouncers always have a problem with too many men, don't they? So they borrowed the uniforms of their apartment's building security staff, hired a limo for half an hour, and swanned into a very expensive nightclub with six bodyguards announcing they were the Greek royal family, and they were taken to a VIP table and plied with free booze all night.
Wow!
Good idea.
Very good work. This is from, this is weird, from Natalie. I blagged solar-powered sun panels from a company because I said I would road test them. However, I couldn't road test them because I live in a ground floor flat. What was the point of that, Natalie? You can't use them anyway. Why blag them in the first place? What? Okay, weird. There's loads of good ones coming in here. On the phone, though, I think... Do we have a winner? I think we do. He's on.
Let's hear his blag.
Let's find out. He's on the telephone. Is that Stuart? Hello, Stuart.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm not bad. Not bad.
Good. Well, yeah. Talk us through your creative blag, then, Stuart.
Well, a group of friends and I were in Whistler, Canada, snowboarding one year, and decided to take a trip to Vancouver just to see what was going on. And when we got there, we were looking around. There was a big gig on. I can't even remember the band now. I think they were big in Canada, not so much over here. But we decided we wanted to go in, but it was sold out.
Yeah.
And then we noticed that the gig was being run by XFM Canada.
Right, no relation, by the way. Okay.
Well, no relation, no. Yeah. And I wasn't sure how this would go down with you guys, to be honest. But yeah, we decided that we'd ham up the British accents and, you know, go on the charm offensive.
Yeah.
Pretended we were all representatives from XFM London.
Yes.
How dare you!
10 minutes later, we're in the VIP area drinking beers and watching the band.
I think for basically lying about the fact that you were from XFM in London.
Well, I think we were so good at acting that we ended up believing it.
Well, Matt's been pretending and believing it for years. Right? He just wandered in here one day. He's basically a homeless man who wandered in one day. Ended up reading the news.
Yeah.
Listen, Stuart, because you used XFM's name in vain, do you know what? We're gonna give you the tickets. This time you don't have to blag your way into anything. You have two camping passes to Latitude. Congratulations, Stuart.
Thank you so much.
Good work.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Well, do you know, I thought that was... the editing skills there were exemplary. I don't know about you. Because we've all sat here together and listened to that.
Yes, we did. We marked.
As we do every week.
We marked as we went, didn't we?
Yeah.
I definitely liked the third clip of all of the clips was my favourite. So.
Yes. I liked the bit where that thing linked to the other bit.
Yeah, that was a good bit.
That was a very good edit.
We stood up and applauded when we heard that.
Yeah, very, very good.
Excellent crossfading going on there.
So well done, Luke. You've passed.
Thank you.
You can stay.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, XFM Breakfast podcast. The programme, should you wish it, in its full form, is Monday to Friday, 6 till 10. There. Good. Is that it?
That's it.
Press stop.
Stop.
No, press it, don't say it, Luke. You've still got a lot to learn.
Voice activated, Luke, come on.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. SM, Ellis James and John Robbins.
John's got his earphones, which makes you look like a radio DJ.
Yes.
And shorts, which makes you look like a roadie.
This is the first time I have ever broadcasted in shorts, so yeah. I've bitten the bullet. Gone shorts, but I'm now. I have to drive from here to a gig later, so I will be. I will be performing shorts for the second in shorts the second time ever. And
you're going to be doing stand up in shorts.
Yeah, I've only done it once before.
I would do that. I wouldn't do that for 10 grand.
Wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't do stand up in shorts for 10 grand.
Absolutely.
You did
not.
A corporate for a mobile phone company for 3. I'll advertise the new smartphone you've got, but I will not do it in cutoffs.
Music. Music that rocks.